You're listening to Real Paranormal Talk with Jeff Trelawitz, part of CKCC Radio. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Podbean. And now your host, Jeff Trelawitz.
And welcome back to episode number 107 of Real Paranormal Talk here on CKCC Radio. As always, my name is Jeff. I want to thank you for tuning in. And as always, we are the home of all things spooky when it comes to CKCC Radio. Now, I hope you enjoyed last time's episode. I absolutely had a blast talking to Joe Franke of the Warren Legacy Foundation. If you have not had a chance to hear that interview, I highly recommend it. It was one of the coolest experiences of this podcast. And like I said, I hope to have Joe back on the podcast very soon. But yeah, let's go ahead and move forward with episode number 107. Now, I was all prepared to give you this really cool podcast about a spooky AF town. And then I started to read that it may not be true. But you know what? I don't care. I want to talk about this place, and I'm going to put that out there that, you know, what I'm about to talk about is definitely an urban legend. As we all know, urban legends do not always have 100% accuracy. Take what I'm going to tell you with a grain of salt. I'm not going to tell you 100% it is one way when I've never been there. So I cannot tell you for a fact that the story I'm about to tell you is 100% accurate. Do I want it to be? Of course I do. It's spooky AF. And I'm all about the spooky AF. Now, let's go ahead and talk about a place very far away from here. It is a town in Alaska, because, you know, that's kind of far away from here. The place that I want to talk about is called Portlock, Alaska. And where does it sit? Well, it is in the southern end of the Kenai Peninsula in the south central Alaska. The village of Portlock was established when Captain Nathaniel Portlock of the Royal British Navy landed there all the way back in 1787. I remember that day like it was just yesterday. Memories. It's a beautiful area filled with fish and plenty of space. The town suddenly became one of the creepiest places not only in Alaska, but I'm going to say the country itself. Now, many are afraid to visit this area due to unexplained circumstances that continue to happen in this small town. What could it be? Could it be aliens? Could it be zombies? No. But you're close. This could, and again, grain of salt, be the sighting of one of the most terrifying Bigfoot encounters ever. Now, Portlock became a area where they did a lot of cannery. And in 1905, it was reported that the workers that left their cannery jobs due to something mysterious that was bothering the camp. The cannery workers returned the next season, but unexplained events were continually reported. There was an air of fear and mystery that began to persuade the small town. Now, again, grain of salt. Involving Bigfoot. One resident claimed to see a huge hairy man, and again, 1905, I was not alive, destroying fish wheels along the beach. He ran home to get his gun, I'm assuming the resident and not the huge hairy man. The beast stared at him for several moments, then walked off like, whatever, dude. Sightings like these caused unease to ramp up within this very small town. Now, if it was just a sighting or two or three, not a big deal. But that was not the case. Soon, bodies were recovered from the nearby lagoon that often had strange wounds that were not made by a bear. The loss of these lives took a toll on a very small community. Now, it's understandable that fear would begin to set in. People started to leave the town. All the unexplained disappearances and murders in Portlock caused everyone to flee for their lives. And it got, you know, you often hear the term ghost town. Portlock became a true ghost town. One person, a single brave soul, decided to stay. The postmaster lived in the town by himself. The post office eventually closed in 1950, and the last resident of the town left. Even the postman was like, why? There's nobody here. The town experienced over 50 years of hauntings, murders, and disappearances before the townspeople gave in and all left. Now you're wondering, is Portlock still empty? Does anyone live there? I would wonder that. Portlock is still mostly inhabited to this day. The town was dissolved as a census-designated place in the 1980s and is not reported again since. However, the town still gets an occasional visitor or two. And I'm not talking about the hairy, big man that may or may not be a Bigfoot. In the 1970s, a fisherman was forced to take refuge from a storm and reported something strange walked right through the camp on 2 feet. It terrified him, and he left soon as possible. 70 years after the haunting started, they're still continuing when people visit the area. And here's the other thing. You know, people that are there report hauntings. But, and it's that whole, you know, philosophical question, but we're going to paraphrase it for the paranormal. If a ghost is in the area and no human beings are there to report it, is the ghost really there? Yes. Yes, he is. Now, the ghost town of Portlock has a mysterious story. Whether or not this is a stronghold of Bigfoot in Alaska, you can decide for yourself. The disappearances and the bodies were found too horrible for anyone to continue living in this small town. There is a part of me that, again, would love to see, you know, a picture of whatever, you know, bodies were found. And there's a part of me that knows that if I do see that, you better get a mop and bucket ready, because something tells me it would make the writers in a horror movie look like Alice in Wonderland. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot to unwrap with that story. And again, I'm not going to sit here in my comfy room and automatically tell you, it was Bigfoot, yo. He straight up murdered those people. But I can't tell you it wasn't. And again, I think that this is a fascinating story. Apparently there's a sci-fi or Discovery Plus, Max, whatever, series about this. And I may have to check it out, because I do love me some Bigfoot stories. And if any of this is remotely true, I said it before and I'll say it again, creepy AF. Doesn't mean that it is. Again, I'm not going to automatically do the whole, I'm not saying it was aliens, but it was aliens, but with Bigfoot. But again, I would love it to be true, because, you know, that sounds pretty cool. And frightening. And disturbing. It's still cool, though, so, I don't know. Maybe I'm just weird. And I say maybe because, well, we know that I am. All right, well, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Paranormal Talk here on CKCC Radio. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Again, I hope you agree with me that this is a pretty cool story, one way or another. Something or someone caused an entire town to abandon everything to this day. Whether it was Bigfoot or not, it's a hell of a story, so... All right, thank you for tuning in, and have a good one, everybody.